Not all farmers are following the herd and backing the government's plan to overturn a ban on live animal exports by sea. The ban has been in place for almost a year. National promised it would restart live exports, but with gold standard rules to protect animal welfare and safety. Federated farmers support the rollback, but more than 33,000 New Zealanders have signed a petition calling to keep the ban in place. Waikato farmer Chris Falconer has signed the petition. He joins us now. Kia ora, Chris. Why did you put your name to the paper?
Kia ora, Lisa. Well, first and foremost, this is an animal welfare issue and everything else is secondary. So, I'm not willing to expose my animals to those types of conditions and to that risk on our farm. And that sort of sense of responsibility doesn't and certainly shouldn't end at the farm gate.
What do your fellow farmers say to you about the views that you've got?
For the most part, I think farmers share that responsibility for the welfare of their stock. So, you know, I can't see how a viable solution can be arrived at that meets the standards that farmers expect inside their farm gates. And therefore, it's going to be difficult to see how this could work.
So the government has said custom-made ships, tighter standards. You do not think that that is possible?
Well, we can't see our way to a decent Cook Strait ferry service. So I'm sceptical. We keep hearing about these gold standards. The first words out of the pro-export lobby generally tends to be about dollars, and very little is being said about how the animal's experience will be significantly enhanced. So to say I'm sceptical is an understatement.
I'm just curious then, if you think other farmers share your views, why is Federated Farmers supporting this rollback? They're the voice of the farmers, aren't they?
No, they're the voice of their members. They're not the voice of farmers. So they represent their membership and they've got a responsibility to them. I mean, you can take what you want about what that says about the membership and what they represent. But no, they don't represent farmers.
So $300 to $400 million a year into the farming community from exporting live animals by sea. How do you think that rural communities could or should make up that loss?
Well, again, this is an animal welfare issue. So let's center the animals in this. I hear what everyone says about the dollars and cents, but that is a secondary consideration. If we can't solve the animal welfare side of it, then the dollars can't and won't stack up ever. I mean, you know, we've got enough fires to fight as an industry, sort of without stepping backwards into this one and getting our asses burnt.
I'm just wondering, if you think that Federated Farmers, you know, are only the voice of a limited number of farmers, what hope do you have of kind of turning the government's position around when the former boss of Federated Farmers is, you know, a minister in the government?
Well, I think that there needs to be consideration for the bigger picture here. I mean, we hear the $300 million, but I'm not hearing anything about how the animal welfare will be enhanced. And the reality is, we as farmers don't live inside a little cocoon, inside of a little bubble. These issues elicit strong feelings from people who may never eat any of our products or even see any of our products. And most people vote. So I think it's incumbent on us to consider those outside of our industry.
What damage do you think it does to the image of farming in New Zealand if we send a ship offshore with live exports and things go bad?
Well, I think it's harmful in the way it sort of demonstrates that we're a little bit duplicitous about how we say we care for our animals. If we're willing to expose them to that kind of risk, and let's be clear, it's not just on the boat, not just in transit, it's the destination as well. So if we think we can just sell animals and wash our hands and wave them goodbye on a boat and that's the end of it, I think we're kidding ourselves.
Chris, I notice obviously you've joined forces and added your voice to that of the SPCA, as have some other farmers, one of which is unnamed. I mean, do you, in all honesty, take some heat for expressing these views publicly from some within the farming sector?
Of course, yeah. Well, it challenges some of the expectations and some of the norms in farming, and I think any time you do that, people feel a bit threatened and they push back. But, you know, things change, and they'll continue to do so, and I'm not particularly bothered by those who don't want progress.
Appreciate your time, Chris. That is Chris Falconer, who's a Waikato farmer there. He signed the petition to keep a ban on live animal exports.